Religion is a prison, but truth sets us free, helps us believe that the world we're in now is not the world that will be. Terror, famine, disease, millions in poverty, hungry, can't sleep. With all of this religion, why these babies can't eat? And if the middle class is gone, how can America see? How can America breathe when the oxygen is gone from the American dream? And these American streets listen close as they speak. The next time you think America, please include me. Help the ones that are weak. All they want is a piece of the pie that you keep. Is that too much to ask for those that laid the concrete? Still laying on concrete, pop, pop by police. See, they the foundation of the nation, not the 2%. Not the ones that own the building that the middle class rent, because they make sense. Tell me, how do you feel? I'm the new Franklin and I have the new deal. I fight and do right, FDR for real. One nation under God, God show us the way. The science of opinion, God is not a buffet. You pick what you want, so no God on your plate. The preacher isn't God, religion's first mistake. Servants, stewards, shepherds, not kings. Has to die to his flesh every day like me. One VIP, all the other seats in church are free. We're just groupies, God's the celebrity. Before 313 AD, before Constantine, before the Council of Nicaea, before Romans and Greeks, before Calvin, Alexander, Luther, before let there be, before history, to the last century, before the death on the tree, before the fall of man, was a picture of me. Nailed to his heart, right before the last three words he would speak, it is finished. Can you believe? I'm losing my religion. Thank God, helping you lose yours is my job.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
A miracle thrown in the day, in this day. And it was a day just like today. That's what's so bad about it, so good about it, is it's just like today. Just say you start working this morning at 4 o'clock. Amen. And then we're going to finish tonight at 8. That's a long day. Listen. Listen at what happened. And behold, two of them went that same day. Say that same day. To a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they were commuted together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were hidden, holding that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? What he's saying is, what y'all talking about? And the one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answered and said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and had not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? Saying, well, you must not be from around here. You don't know what's going on. And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should be redeemer of Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day. Say the same day, y'all.
Same day.
And yes, it said that all these things were done. So yes, the certain woman also of our company made a astonishing, which was earlier at the sepulcher. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearers, and the doers of his word. Just for a few minutes, I want to talk about walking and talking with Jesus on the third day. Walking and talking with Jesus on the third day. Amen. I already asked you just to repeat the same day. Repeat the same day for me, y'all.
The same day.
Amen. Talking about Sunday. Tell you what has happened here and on this before now. Jesus is crucified. Jesus is risen. The risen Christ appears. The walk to Emmaus, all that has happened. And I might add the same day. Amen. I got to ask you a question. Do you believe in a miracle?
Yes.
Well, let me just tell you what happened to me one day. It wasn't long ago that I got on I-49 just right out here. It was raining as I got up on the bridge. But as I got on I-49, the sun began to shine. You know what happens when it rains and the sun begins to shine? They have a rainbow. Good God Almighty. And as I was traveling down, the rainbow appeared on this side. I said, good God Almighty. And it just had came out because the sun had just came out. And you know they have in the rainbow blue, red, yellow. Well, the yellow was so bright it shined on the side of my truck. Hey, God Almighty. And it hit the side of my, arm. And as I rolled along, I said, good God Almighty, a second rainbow appeared. Good God Almighty. Only God can do this. Watch it now. And as I went along, boy, that yellow, because it was more yellow than that dress you got on today. Charlie Boo, Brother Sewell, it was yellow. I was yellow. All on this side was yellow. I said, I'm in a miracle. I said, I'm in a miracle. Hey, good God Almighty. I was walking one day. Two drops of rain fell on this hand, and two drops fell on that hand. And it wasn't no bird dropping. It wasn't no bird dropping. What I was doing was going over a sermon I was going to preach. And I had that paper like this, and them two drops followed me. I said, good God Almighty, God is with this. That's what I said, you know. But about a miracle. What is a miracle? It is a surprising and welcome event considered to be the work of divine agency, a highly improbability or extraordinary that brings very welcome consequences. An amazing product or achievement or an outstanding example of something. Sure was an America that I saw that day. Not saying what I see in the sky at night. Reverend Martin had mentioned to us about how many airplanes go across our houses at night that we should pray that they stay up there. Y'all remember that? Well, one night I went out walking my dogs. Look, one, two, 3, 10, 17, 24, 29. I said, my pastor was right. I just kept on going. 31, 32, 30. I mean, let me see how many I said I wrote down. 35. And I stopped counting. I said, good God Almighty. I said, Reverend Martin was so right. I said, that man is right about a lot of things. Good God Almighty. But I'm here to talk to us today about walking and talking with Jesus on the third day. Good God Almighty, the Bible says how to walk. I didn't even think about it until I was reading by walking, and Reverend Martin preached about walking, and we had walking in the association. Amen. Remember that? Well, look at here. I figured how to walk. This is the subject, how to walk. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Amen. Isaiah 40 and 31 say, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 say, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Ephesians, my pastor loved this book, 5 and 8 says, walk as children of light. Amen. Romans chapter 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That the righteous requirements of the law are according to the Spirit. And that the righteous requirements do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The subject of that is walk in the Spirit. Amen. The songwriter sings, walk with me, Lord. Hold my hand. Walk with me. Be my friend. Amen. Talking with Jesus. And listen, the songwriter said, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Jesus, like the disciples did on the first day of the week. It was Sunday. It was Easter, just like today, Sunday morning. He said, that morning, early in the morning, the women came to the tomb with their spices. The stone covering the opening of the tomb had been rolled away. But Jesus' body was not there. As the women puzzled over what had happened, two angels appeared there. Clothes were dazzling. The women bowed down in fear. Yeah. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor the same day. Did you see the first miracle that I just said? The stone had been rolled away. Second, these angels had appeared as men in dazzling clothes. I got to talk about these clothes for a few minutes. Because Jesus wore some dazzling clothes. Watch this. They hadn't seen anywhere or seen anything like these clothes shining intensely, exceedingly, dazzling white. Some say about Jesus' dazzling clothes, called the white clothes of Jesus, is what the women saw, radiant as no one on earth could bleach. White, that's how extra white, bright white they clothes were.
Hurt your eyes. Hurt your eyes to see. And they walk up to you, hurt your eyes to see. Oh my God, can't see the face for the brightness of the clothes.
The clothes was dazzling white. All three gospel writers talk about these clothes. I like this. And they talked about their clothes and their transformation account mentioned. This detail, each in their own way. Matthew had his clothes as becoming bright as light. Bright as light. That's what Matthew said. Luke said that his clothes became dazzling white. And Mark, we find the most complete description where it says that his clothes became radiant as no one on earth could bleach white. Surely the glorious appearance of our Lord must have made a deep impression on the disciples who witnessed it. They hadn't seen anything like it. The text, the women, the angels asked perhaps the most glorious question ever. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Yeah. Jesus had truly died, but had risen from the dead, as he predicted. When he told them he would be crucified and raised on the third day. Tell your neighbor, the same day. The women ran to find the 11 disciples and all the rest to tell them what had happened. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, the woman played, these women played a role in Jesus' ministry. So they were given the privilege of being the first to learn of the resurrection and to communicate it to the disciples. Let's give the women a big hand right there. Hey! Men might have said, I ain't gonna go tell nobody. But the women, they talk, I'm glad. The men starting to talk now too. It prompted Peter to run to the tomb to see for himself. When he saw nothing there except the linen clothes, these two were traveling to Emmaus, a town located about 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked, they were discussing what had happened that weekend. Oh my God. The Lord, the risen Jesus, began walking alongside. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. You know, when I taught the kids, I wanted to show the kids everything. Can I show y'all this? Can you two sisters, right? Can y'all help me? Hold hands and come with me. Y'all hold. Yeah. Now act like y'all talking to each other. You know. Yeah, there you go. Hey, what y'all? But what y'all want to be talking about is, man, I wonder if Jesus really rose again. It's the third day. And you know, and he said he was going to rise again. But it's the third day, and we don't have no proof that he died. Y'all just keep walking. Come on, hurry up. Walk with them. Jesus appeared walking with them as they were talking. That's the example I just wanted to show you. See, we never alone. You don't never know if Jesus walking with you or not, in a red suit or blue suit or orange suit. Come on, see. Y'all see that what I'm trying to show you? As you walking, as you going to your job, okay, y'all go ahead. Thank you. Thank y'all very much. But as you walking, you know, you going to your job. Am I right? And you walk in and you say, Lord, be with me today. Just like that. And then guess what? You feel good all day. You say, why I feel so good? The boss man told me to do something. I did it good for him. You know, but God was walking with them. I like that. And then what happened? He said they were stunned. Saying, are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have happened here in these days? In other words, he said, where have you been, mister? Because they don't know who Jesus is. Say, don't you know what's occurred? Then they proceeded to explain who Jesus of Nazareth was to Jesus. Am I right about it? Right. To Jesus. They said he was a mighty prophet of God. The chief priests and leaders saw to it that he was sentenced to death. Yet it wasn't just the miscarriage of justice that discouraged them, because their hope had been crushed. We were hoping that he was the number one, the one who was about to redeem Israel. You see, they had put all their eggs in Jesus' basket, but their dreams had been destroyed. Their hearts had been broken. They said if that wasn't enough, some women had gone to the tomb and found it just as the women had said. That morning, they didn't find his body. Instead, the angels testified that Jesus was alive. Good God Almighty. Jesus gave them a Bible study right on the spot. Jesus shared with them about Adam, Abraham, Moses, David, Isaac, showing Jesus in the Old Testament concealed, but in the New Testament revealed. Good God Almighty. Saying the same day, Jesus gave the impression that he was going on his way, but they urged him to stay. He accepted. Now they went from Bible study to personal fellowship. As they sat down to eat, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Notice what happened. The guest became the host. They invited him in and he fed them. Good God Almighty. Say for me, the same day. I told you it was a long day. You see what done happened? You seen what done happened, huh? Amen. You done went to work and your boss done sent you to another job. At that moment, their eyes were open and they recognized him. But he disappeared out of their sight. Their hearts had been burning with the word of God's truth. It was at the breaking of the bread they saw the nail prints in his hands. God Almighty. Now they realize who he was. The same day, making the same 7-mile journey in reverse, they went back and told the 11 what happened. Jesus also appeared to Simon. Now, all the disciples are standing sharing stories about Jesus. All of a sudden, Jesus stood in their midst again. Good God Almighty. The same day, Jesus commanded them to stay in Jerusalem and wait for his Father had promised the coming of the Holy Spirit so that they would be empowered from on high. I'm talking about the same day. Then he led them near Bethany. There they watched as he ascended into heaven. Good God Almighty. He said, they did what we got to do. They praised God. They sang. And I wrote down some examples of some songs that we could sing. I love to praise him. This little light of mine, I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. Walk with me, Lord. Victory is mine. I told Satan, get behind. Let's sing, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Moving upstairs, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Jesus getting us ready for the great day. Amen. He said, this is the day that the Lord has made. Look where he brought me from. He is sweet, I know. Hold to God's unchanging. Hey, hold to God's unchanging hand. Well, what they began to do after they realized that Jesus was with them, they began to praise him and they began to hold their heads up high. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they begin to worship and praise God. Good God Almighty. I remember one Sunday school lesson. They reflected on four things that they did back in the ancient church. They read the word. Somebody expounded on the word. They sang hymns. And one more thing they did. They praised God. What took the longest was that last thing. Because after church, then when they started to praise God, everybody started to praise God for what they had, what he had did for them. Some people stayed 2 hours. Some people stayed 3 hours. But if God had really blessed you, some stayed 5 hours. But what they were doing, praising God in their own way. Yeah, yeah. So I come to tell us today, hold to God's unchanging hand. Yeah, 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 yeah. And that's where our faith leads us, that we can trust God. And why can't we trust him? Why can't we trust him? Because he kept to his promise. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men under me. Good God Almighty, he said, in a little while, I remember on the 16th chapter, he said, in a little while, they're going to have evil men coming upon me. Good God Almighty. And I'm going to be changed in a twinkling of an eye. Good God Almighty. And then what he told them is, he giving them a warning. Did you hear that warning, what he said? I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Then he reminded them that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And Jesus went on to tell them that he's going to be crucified and he's going to do some suffering. Good God Almighty. So that's what he was doing after while he was with these two disciples as they walked along the road. Good God Almighty. And he reminded them that he was in a borrowed grave. Good God Almighty. Yeah, they put nails in his hands, spikes in his feet. How did they hung him high and stretch him wide? But he had already said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men under me. I come to tell you today, walking and talking with Jesus, not just on the third day, but any day. Good God Almighty, I don't know a friend that you can talk to every day as you travel along the way. Yeah, I don't know a Christian that can go out of their house without prayer. Yeah, hold on to prayer. Yeah, I come to tell you today that these disciples had hope that Jesus was raised from the dead. I come to tell us today that we got to believe that he got up with all power in his hands. Let me continue. They took him down off of that cross, put him in a borrowed grave. He stayed there 3 days and 3 nights, but early on Sunday morning. I come to tell you to let not your heart be troubled. He got up with all power in his hands. Good God Almighty, I come to celebrate with us today. I remember our pastor saying that he goes down when he preached. He's like a 747 airplane. That when he goes down, he starts to cruise along the track, along the way. And pretty soon, the airplane begin to take up. Good God Almighty, we can take flight. That's what these disciples did. They went into praise. Good God Almighty, praising God for what he had done for us. Good God Almighty, we can take flight and we can heading toward our destination. Good God Almighty, with Jesus in view. Good God Almighty, with faith in our hearts. We can take flight in love. We can take flight in joy. We can